This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, welcome to Life and Faith. I'm Hugh Clark, and joining me today is a man with an enviable job. He goes to the movies, and then he writes reviews about them. Ben McKechnie, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Enviable. That's a bit strong, but yes, many people would like to shoot me in the back.
You're the reviews editor at Empire Magazine, and you also review for a number of News Limited Sunday papers, as well as ABC Radio.
It's a very privileged position to be in, and it's a job I've always wanted pretty much since I was a kid. So I'm one of those very blessed people that actually gets to do what they wanted to do, didn't really know what else I wanted to do. I'm still doing it. And it's one of those jobs, particularly when you meet people afresh and you say what you do for a job, it's... Sadly, it does trump a lot of people's job, let's be honest. Like, it really does. And so I try to dampen it down. But as you said, I go to movies and I write about them.
Okay, you've been with Empire Magazine for 4 years. And before that, you looked after film content in the Advertiser newspaper in Adelaide.
That's right.
You must love films.
Yes. Yes, very much so. I hope that comes through in the way I write and also when I get to talk about it on different radio stations as well.
Did that love affair begin?
Well, since I was a kid, I can remember liking film. No, loving is probably the right word. I don't remember something as strong when I was a kid that I enjoyed doing as much as watching movies. I used to read books. Now I don't, because I don't find the time to read books as I watch movies about the books. But some of the earliest memories I have are going to the cinema, which I think to some people will sound terribly lame, and like my parents never let me get out of the house. The only time we did was to go to the cinema. But I've got such a fondness for being in a cinema and watching images up on screen. I think Back to the Future is my favourite film. I distinctly remember seeing that with my brother and my dad at the cinema, and we lived in Perth at the time. And just the impression that had on me was amazing, to the point now I still watch it kind of every couple of years, Back to the Future, just to like relive the dream.
That's a great story. Well, the broad appeal of movies has been likened to a kind of church experience where people congregate,
yes,
in the dark to reflect on life and sometimes to be transported, if only for an hour and a half. How do you see the future of cinema, particularly with the increase of things like home theatre technology with Blu-ray, HD, 3D, DVDs now being available?
There's so many acronyms, isn't there? Now it's really, really hard to keep up. And I feel really old school because I just like going to the cinema and watching movies.
There's something magical that you do get from going to a large cinema experience.
That's right.
Being with a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah.
It's a different experience to downloading it or to watching it at
home. That's right. And I think the vast majority of movies have been made to be seen on a big screen. So and the bulk of them, it does do them justice if you can get to see them on a big screen. But where cinema's going in the future, it's a little bit hard to work out at this point in time, because it's definitely, the influence of films is nowhere near what it was, I'd say, 10 to 20 years ago. And the film was definitely the dominant art form of the last century, but by the end of the last century, particularly with the rise of online entertainment, and the ways that we could access media became much more prevalent, much more widespread, just more avenues towards it, that we now live in this generation of people that are so bombarded by media that film definitely isn't the dominant force that it once was. So saying that, I still think cinemas are going to exist, thank God. That'd be great. I hope they never tear those big screens down. But they're definitely not they're not out the front like they were. You know, even when TV came through, it never destroyed cinema like it was expected. Film was still dominant. But I think online, the things that we can do with online is really changing, not just the way we see films and we sort of digest films, but the way they're even being made, the way they're being marketed, all that kind of thing. And it's even transforming what the actual film looks like, what it is now. So cinema is definitely changing, but cinema as an actual structure, as a building, as a so-called church, I think will continue. But it's definitely the prevalence that how influential films are, I think that has slackened off in the last 10, 20 years.
Okay. So we're still having this massive influence from Hollywood, from this whole machine of movies,
yep,
being churned out and coming to us in different ways. How do you see the influence of films today?
Films still carry an amazing message, whether the filmmakers intended that or not. Like everything you watch in a movie, there's always saying something. And you can read into it if you want, or it's intentionally there, but there's always saying something. And as such, there are so many movies and so many different types of movies. People love going to movies that you still can't knock the fact that films have influence. They do. They definitely do. You see that in anything from the Oscars ceremonies to the amount of focus that we still have on stars. So we're not even just talking about the films themselves. We're talking about the kind of culture around films. So I still think online entertainment, even TV too, is competing with the influence of film. But film still resonates with people. particularly the messages and how it can reflect back on us and on society, what's going on at the moment.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.